Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Halfway through the week, Wednesday, October 28th. Good morning. It's 3 degrees outside. Going up to 10 today. Lucky us. It's going to be sunny, beautiful, and 10. So...
gorgeous fall day.
Yeah. You know what?
Love it. Yum. Delicious.
Listen, it's literally November. Like we're pushing ourselves out of fall here real quick.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be not fall very very soon. Yeah. So let's enjoy the fact that we're still going to get into double digits on October the 28th. That's a good thing. We also have a 10K Friday qualifier for you at 8 o'clock. I'll get to that in a second. But first, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Just because scientists are working aggressively to try and come up with a vaccine for COVID. It doesn't mean they're not working on other stuff. There's a report saying that a new pill is being developed by U.S. scientists that could stop snoring.
Oh, that'd be great.
Lower snoring by 74%. You take it once a day.
Do you snore?
Allegedly.
Okay.
Sometimes. It depends if I've been drinking.
I lie on my back, apparently, and that's when I snore.
No.
So I can
You can snore? Definitely see you snore. No, you can snore too. Yeah.
Okay.
I let it go for sure.
I take that pill. I'd do that. Jax, what about you? What's going on?
Do I look different to you boys?
No.
Well?
You kind of look like... the wet bandit.
The wet bandit.
You're not wrong.
Well, gentlemen, I should look different because I am a new woman. I have 5 children and a dog, and I'm a professional ballet dancer.
What's going on?
Played the game of life last night.
Oh,
have you guys played that? So
it's been a long time.
Apparently, its resurgence in popularity is out of control right now. People are loving the game of life because you can't really play the actual game of life right now during the pandemic. So its sales are up. I played it last night for the first time in probably like a decade, and I can't stop. I'm addicted.
Now, the thing about that one is that there is, like, you can't lose the game. I think that's what, like, you really can't lose.
Can. Yeah.
How do you lose the game of life?
You lose the game of life, but you have to have the most money.
Yeah.
And then you're the winner.
You can win.
Yeah, you can win.
You can win.
You can't lose life.
Yeah, you can't get knocked out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not like Monopoly where it's like knocked out and you play for 5 more hours.
Yeah, true.
Producer Jesse.
I want to talk about today what I'm going to talk about tomorrow.
Okay.
Because tomorrow at this time, I will be playing a clip of Carly Rae Jepsen's new Christmas song.
Oh my God.
I hope it's good, but it could also be terrible, which is also fun.
So producer Jesse, and Jax is a very, very, very enthusiastic Carly Rae Jepsen fan.
I love Carly Rae.
Jesse has more of a complicated relationship
But he is low-key still a fan.
She's so good. How can she be?
Now, $100. If you want that in your game of life, we've got that for you at 8 o'clock this morning. $10,000 giveaway on Friday, every Friday on 99.9 Virgin Radio. We call it 10K Fridays for that reason. If you want to get in on that, again, listen to that keyword at 8 o'clock this morning. It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. We're awake. Are you awake yet? Hit us up, 999-999. Good morning.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Tim Hortons drive-thrus may soon predict your order for you. Mind-reading robots? No, not quite. They said more than 10,000 Burger King and Tim Hortons locations will be rolling out new digital screens that can predict orders based on the weather, previous orders, time of day, and much more. So I'm assuming, based on that, what happens is you drive up and they just go, hey, double doubles are really popular in this location, and then you just tap it on the screen, you're good to go. They also have the ability to integrate loyalty programs that will allow a more customized menu experience based on purchases made and redemption history. This will also be made possible through scanning, Bluetooth technology, or near field communication.
So, I think the key there is previous orders, meaning they're going to scan your license plate. What'd you order last time? They're going to throw that up on the screen.
I hope that's not the case.
I think that's what they're doing.
I'm sure that's probably what's going to happen.
It's just going to look at me and be like, you want an everything bagel with herb and garlic cream cheese. I know that's what you want, old gal.
I always want one of those.
And you'll be like, did you read my license plate? And they say, no.
And
we can just smell it on your breath.
I'll say, this is why I don't like robots.
I am a herb and garlic everything bagel.
Mm-hmm.
The average monthly rent in the GTA has declined for the 10th straight month in a row.
Wow.
According to the latest rent reports, the average monthly rent was down to $2,131 in September and has dropped over almost 13% year over year. Obviously, COVID has a big role to play in this, but there's another new theory out there. They suspect it's down quite a bit because landlords are offering big incentives to fill vacancies, such as 2 months free and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they think that those 2 months free are driving down the average price.
You can like bargain right now. It's wild.
It's the weirdest thing in the world that you can actually ask for things when you're trying to get an apartment, and you'll just have to sign a piece of paper the day that you go look at it. It's going to drop below freezing this week, so yay, have fun with that. Thursday and Friday overnight are going to get really chilly. Thursday's going to see a high of 8 degrees during the day, but then the overnight's going to feel like 1 degree with the wind chill, which is like manageable. But then Friday, 5 degrees with sun throughout the day, and then it's going to feel like -3 overnight with the wind chill. So we did it, guys. We're here again.
I mean, it's not good to be here, but here we are.
But here we are.
Here we are. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We're also 2 hours away from you getting $100 and potentially 48 hours away from 10K Friday being in your pocket. $10,000 for you. Just got to make sure you text that keyword back to us at 8 o'clock. And right now, it's Justin Bieber.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So this whole COVID-19 thing sucks. And we all know it sucks. I think the Prime Minister even said it sucked yesterday.
He was verbatim.
Like,
yeah.
He was like, this really sucks. And he's right. And that's why it's a little odd to be posting birthday party photos when you have like 60 people there.
Yeah.
Even if everybody gets tested, it's just not a good look. And Kim Kardashian was like, nah, I'm going to do it anyway. Now, she flew everybody to a private island. She's super rich, super bougie. Everybody gets tested. Everybody's clean.
Yeah, she made everybody isolate for 2 weeks.
The
40 people that were coming with.
How rich do you have to be to isolate and go to a birthday party?
She made everybody quarantine, the 40 people that she brought with her. And just said, guess what? We're going on a surprise trip. But you have to quarantine for 14 days. Yeah.
That's wild to me. You got to have money to do that. Anyway, they do. But the thing is, again, it's just context matters, right? So, Jax, tell us what went down at this birthday party.
So, yeah, she flew all of her buddies, her family, even Rob Kardashian was there, family and friends. Kanye showed up a couple days into it. 7 days at a private beach. They're not saying where it was. But the second that everybody got there, they got their own keys to their own villas for the week. They had, like, complete birthday packs no matter who you are on the trip. So it was, like, an all-inclusive, like, curated by Kim Kardashian. It was absolutely ridiculous. And the way that the social media is rolling out, I think that she said, you can't post any of these pictures until I do, kind of thing. Like, it was very, very intense. But, private jets and there was, like, dance parties happening on the private planes going down there. It just looked like a wild time. Like, more money than you could ever imagine.
And I imagine after all this, the internet was just very happy for Kim and wishing her happy birthday. And
here's the thing. It's, like, she posted these photos, and she could have just posted these photos, but she was like, it's so nice to have a little sense of normalcy through all of this.
Oh, no.
That's where she lost people. And exactly like TJ said, people said it was tone deaf, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. No. That's tone deaf right there.
Oh, no.
You know.
The weird thing for me was that Kanye isn't in any of the pictures. And then they're like, oh, yeah, Kanye showed up late.
So he wasn't
Kanye
there.
Kanye showed up late to his wife's 40th birthday?
He wasn't there on her actual birthday, but apparently he showed up a few days in because he had, quote unquote, work engagements. He's running to be president. I know we all forgot that, but, you know, he's out there working. I know.
Yo, there is something whack going on there.
I know.
It's going to come out. It's going to be crazy.
I might be bad.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A Toronto movie theater is holding a seance to find out if it's haunted.
Good.
The owner of Toronto's old Fox Theater think there's a ghost haunting the cinema, and they're trying to figure out who and why.
Spooky.
The 106-year-old theater in the Beaches has announced that they intend on hiring a professional medium to hold a seance to explain a series of strange events that have taken place within the theater walls. These have been, includes inexplicable dancing lights and the feeling of being accompanied by something supernatural.
Oh, God.
To just name a couple of examples.
Good.
Staff and visitors have said that the curtain-covered emergency exit to the left of the main screen is where most of the paranormal activity seems to occur.
I think it's a bad idea to go to a seance, but part of me is like, that'll be fun.
You ever been to a seance?
No.
No.
Have you?
Yes, I have. In Halifax.
What do you do?
I did a seance in a graveyard. like a guided one. Like, it was like a Halloween thing. You just like sit around and there's like candles and like this like ritual and like the speech that the person did. And then you like summon. This is scaring me even talking about it. But yeah, it's terrifying.
No, but what do you do?
You summon like past lives, like demons through words. Like, they give you like this like ritual speech.
Oh.
Yeah.
My fellow Americans.
Stop it.
I like Adam's speech. Tinder launches a new face-to-face video call feature. Oh, is it 9 months ago already? Said everybody on Tinder. The feature is going to have some key differences which stand out from your typical video experience, they say. Once users have matched with someone, they will be able to activate the feature, and calls can only possibly be activated. Like, you can only make a call with someone that you've matched with if you both have the feature activated on your phone.
Oh, okay,
so
gotcha.
It comes up as like a little pop-up and says like, would you like to eventually video chat this person? And you say yes or no. And then
cute.
So it's like you have to like match them again.
I don't have any interest in video calling a stranger. Is that weird? Like, because to me, to me, it's like, no, I don't know you. Like, I don't call me.
I would rather talk on the phone or have a video chat with somebody rather than, like, I want to see somebody's face when I communicate with them.
Oh, absolutely. I want it to be like a slow burn. Like, it's going to take us like 14 to 17 days to go out because I got to make sure that you're funny.
Just
like one text a day. That's enough.
What?
Yeah, don't go too much. Yeah. Just take it slow.
One same text here, a day, like, over a half month period.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Even in relationships, I don't like to be texted a lot.
No, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to have to feel like I'm tethered to my phone.
Hey, I'm Jax. I'll talk to my girlfriend once a week.
Stop it.
Someone in Toronto is renting out their rooftop on Airbnb for people to eat on.
Damn.
It's at Lawrence in Caledonia, and it's the top of a condo building, and they have a bunch of heaters set up, and they call it a green rooftop patio for $600 a night.
Oof.
And it's being described as rentable event space fit for weddings, corporate events, personal birthday, or Halloween parties and family barbecues within provincial gathering limits, of course.
What is the most you can have now?
25 outside.
Is it 25 outside? Okay. That's not bad. $600 between 25 people?
Yeah, it's not bad. It actually looks pretty nice up there, too. Yeah, and it's like a short-term rental condo, so like...
Could I rent out my backyard?
Stop trying to make money off your backyard. Like, stop.
If you get patio heaters, I'm sure you could. Yeah. That's honestly the important part of this. Is they
the
have
patio heaters.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, this brings another conclusion to Adam Tries to Make Money. A daily segment here on Virgin Mornings. That's what's trending. I'm
capitalism, baby.
Thank you, TJ. $100 to McDonald's in exactly 3.5 minutes. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin.
And we're all going to say hello to Julia.
Hi. You.
Good. So, McDonald's breakfast, $100. You just have to figure out what's in Jax's bag, like what she ordered for breakfast this morning. Starting with hit number one, Jax.
Here we go. Ah, if you touch me, ouch, your hand may get hot.
What?
Okay, well, most of McDonald's breakfast is hot.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
Good hint. Julia, any guesses so far?
No.
Literally anything.
Yeah.
If you want to dress me, you may have to head to the forest.
What?
What?
The forest. What's in the forest?
Gnomes?
No.
I don't get it. No, don't know.
And final hint, I am flat and fluffy.
Oh, my goodness.
Flat and fluffy.
Julia,
and
I think
sweet.
You speak for all of us right now.
That's...
Oh, I think I got it. I think I got it.
Flat.
Okay, so Julia, what... Go to the forest, flat and fluffy, like lumberjack? So, like, flat, like, are we talking, like...
The dressing comes out of a tree.
Dressing comes out of a tree.
Oh, is it a wrap?
No.
Canadian dressing.
Canadian dressing. A Canadian tree will give you this...
Maple syrup.
Yeah.
What does maple syrup go on?
Pancakes.
Yay!
Hang on. I'm sorry. How did we get here?
You know what? I'm not really sure, but we can work on those hints for tomorrow.
Yeah, we won't.
We're doing it again at 7 tomorrow.
You probably think that you are better now.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
All right, you tell us what you think. Is this person a bad person? Producer Jesse.
This comes from Amanda. She says, last week I had a hair appointment just to get a trim, nothing crazy. It was a big brand hair place, and I had never been there before. As I was getting my haircut, my stylist was talking to another stylist to the point where she was barely even paying attention.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I'm a chill person. I don't normally do stuff like this.
There's a butt coming.
But her chatting got so bad and my bangs were not straight that I stood up from my chair, walked over to reception, and demanded that somebody else cut my hair. The receptionist and the girl cutting my hair apologized profusely. Thankfully, another stylist just wrapped up another client and took care of me, and the salon also calmed my cut.
Okay.
I told this story to my sister, and she told me that I sounded like an inconsiderate Karen. But I think I did the right thing. What do you guys think?
Instinctually, I say not a bad person. If you're unfocused in your job and you have a bad performance, regardless of whatever you do, mm-hmm. then you're allowed to be told you did a bad job, right?
Jax?
I need to clarify something. Did she say anything to the stylist? Like, hey?
It doesn't look that way.
See, that is my issue.
That's my issue as well, because that's a bad person. Taking it from 0 to 100, like, we're obviously all in really hard times right now. You're a bad person because you just went right to the top. Like, you could have just said something. Everybody needs to be a little bit easier on each other right now.
Well, what do you say?
I think you just you turn to him and say, listen, yeah. my bangs aren't straight. Can you focus on my bangs?
Hey.
Like, especially bangs, man.
Do you mind?
Bangs are a risk.
Do you mind focusing more in on the task at hand? And you don't have to say it in a straight up or mean way. You can just say it. You can just communicate what's on your mind.
Adam?
I agree with Jax. I think you got to talk to the stylist first before you go ripping to the
to
the receptionist.
Talk to people.
Cool that you got your your hair, you know, for free.
Yeah.
However, here's the problem. Because you went to the receptionist like that and because somebody else took care of you, they're not going to forget. Like, every time you walk in, you're going to be that person that flipped out.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what happens. People never forget that stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like she's going to be going back, because it sounds like that was her first time going to that place anyway. So what does she care?
Did you say that?
Yes, it was her first time.
It was her first time.
You're fine.
First and last.
It also sounds like two stylists lost out on money that day, though, which kind of sucks. Because, the person and the new person, nobody made their money. So
if the first person did their job correctly, they wouldn't have lost out on money.
But the second person had nothing to do with that. So I think the care in that hand is the culprit.
Okay, so what do you think? 416-872-9999 or, you know, 999-999 to text message us. Who's a bad person here? Is she a bad person? Or is it, you know, did she do the right thing?
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
I mean, how would you handle somebody messing up your bangs? Producer Jesse, can you read this email again?
When Amanda's stylist was chatting too much with her coworkers and wasn't paying attention to her cut, Amanda walked over to reception and demanded a new stylist. She got it and a free cut.
Is she a bad person for not talking to the stylist first? Jax and I say, yeah, bad person. You talk to the stylist first.
Just communicate.
TJ's like,
nah,
no way. Now, what are the text messages saying, TJ?
Text message from the 905. Bad person. She could have communicated. I also hope she tipped the other girl. They usually have to pay a chair fee at the salon to work.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Another one from the 905. Not a bad person at all. For someone who is also usually not confrontational, saying something to the stylist may be super uncomfortable, especially as they are completely ignoring her in the first place.
Very valid, but...
You got to stand up for your bangs, though. I mean, like, you got to take responsibility for that.
And she did.
And
eventually.
Confrontation doesn't have to be negative. You can just say, you know.
What's the third text?
This one is, it's something from the 905. I have to wonder if this person goes to different salons for the first time and does this regularly to get free haircuts.
Oh, okay, plot is thickening. I like this.
I'm so on board for this text. I love how they galaxy brain this. This is awesome.
I don't know where you extrapolated that from, but okay, we'll give it a shot.
It's a heist. It's a hair heist.
We do have a call. Hey, what's up? What do you think?
Okay, so I want to say I'm sorry, Jax. Normally you're my girl, and I agree with everything you say, but don't mess with a girl's hair. Like, that is
I'm not,
number one.
You know what? The most particular person in this room about their hair is the person that agrees with you on this.
Yes, it's me.
I know. Get it, TJ.
I touch my hair. I'm touching my hair right now.
I
touch it constantly. I worry about it a lot.
I work in the fashion industry, and I respect people's clothing. So if you're going somewhere and they're going to play with your hair, you need to make sure that person that you have working for you is doing a good job all the time. So,
guys, let me word to you like this. If I go to the hospital and I need surgery on my leg and I wake up with three less fingers because the doctor was distracted
TJ,
while performing the surgery.
These aren't the same things. These aren't
the
same
things. Am I a bad person for being upset?
These also aren't the same things. No.
These are comparable situations.
You're lost.
I'm not.
You're lost.
To know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Last minute votes before we get to the results, but producer Jesse, one more time, give us the context.
When Amanda's stylist was chatting too much with her coworkers and wasn't paying attention to her cut, Amanda walked over to reception and demanded a new stylist. She got it and a free cut.
Okay, now we got a call. Hello.
I'm gonna say no, and I'm actually a stylist.
Oh, okay.
Even better.
So I've been a stylist for 12 years, and I feel like a lot of people are uncomfortable to say something to the stylist. But oh my god, like bangs, like you have to be careful. Like, you know, it takes like at least a month for them to grow out.
True.
Plus, if someone's getting bangs, they're probably going through a breakup anyway, so they're fragile.
Yeah, Stephanie, but what do you know?
But I feel like the second stylist should have gotten paid.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
Because especially during these times, like, we're trying to make as much money right
yeah.
now.
And you know what? That's yeah. the thing. That's the hard part here is that you even feel guilty for complaining mm. because of what's going on. Yeah. I know friends that are in that industry that yeah. are like, if they close us down one more time, we will never open
it's
again.
Hard times.
Yeah. Like, never open again. So you got to be, try to be as patient as you can be. TJ, some last minute text before we get to the results.
I got two here from the 905. I agree with Jax and Adam. People are always good. Way too quick to make a scene that could have been easily dealt with.
Yeah.
And another more reasonable text from the 905. The woman had scissors in her hand. I wouldn't have confronted her either.
Oh, come on.
Not a bad person.
You're not going to read the text where from
yeah,
Hamilton
TJ.
Where
yeah,
messed up bangs is absolutely comparable to missing fingers. I'm with you, TJ.
Oh.
Another one from the 416. TJ, fingers don't grow back, LOL.
Yet.
Another one, oh my God, what? TJ, you make my day.
Well, I'm not going to read text from my mom.
Yeah. Fan mail.
All right, producer Jesse, tell us, is she a bad person?
60% of people say not a bad
person. Oh, wow, I'm so surprised.
Surfing on that 10%, aren't you?
Hey, still a win.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Tim Hortons drive-thrus may soon predict your order through mind-reading drones, which if you look above your head right now, you will see.
Stop it. No robots here.
More than 10,000 Burger King and Tim Hortons locations will be rolling out a new series of digital boards that can predict orders based on weather, previous orders, time of day, and much more. They also have the ability to integrate loyalty programs and allow a more customized menu based on purchases made and redemption history. This will also be made possible through scanning, Bluetooth technology, or near-field communication, which I'm fairly sure it's just a fancy way of saying, like, you're going to roll up and through your phone, they're going to determine what you normally get.
I love that because there's so many people that cannot order at a drive-thru. You ever been in a drive-thru with somebody who's nervous to order?
It's their first time.
My best friend Steve, every time at a drive-thru is his first time ever at a drive-thru. He cannot order. He gets nervous. And like the thing, we've been to pizza places. Jesse will back me up on this too. He ordered a pizza and then forgot to ask them. Like, we were waiting there for 20 minutes waiting for the pizza to be done. And we're like, Steve, is like, when's the pizza going to be done? He's like, I don't know. I didn't really want to ask them. What do you mean you didn't want to ask them? We paid for the pizza. So there are so many people like that. Yo, just swipe my license plate. I don't really care what you know about me.
But
give me my two coffees with two milks each. Boom,
no,
done.
You
Moose fast, we're out of here.
You lose the interaction.
What interaction?
I want to talk.
Okay, you're the person that holds
up
the drive-thru.
Why then? Because you're having
you're
a stop
and chat.
Yeah.
I do. David at McDonald's, Bathurst, and Dundas are, like, good vibes, you know?
They do know. They know Jax's order every morning.
They know her car. They see her car roll up. They're like, oh, better get her drink ready. And then they all sit there at the window and talk for 10 minutes. Jackson had to start waking up earlier just so she could chat with these people.
Well, she could call us or something if you really want to talk.
You've never been there for me.
Oh, wow. The average monthly rent in the GTA has declined for the 10th straight month in a row. According to the latest rent reports, the average monthly rent was down to $2,131 in September and has dropped almost 13% year over year. Obviously, COVID has a big role to play in this, but another theory is that landlords are offering incentives right now to get people to rent because they're trying to fill vacancies. And incentives would be like 2 months free. And because of that, that is dropping the average prices. Like,
people
even
are
much
out
lower.
There haggling, man. It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to drop below freezing over the next, well, in the next couple days it will. Thursday, like as in tomorrow, I'm powering my way through this, guys. Just let me get there. 8 degrees tomorrow. Overnight low is going to feel like one degree with the wind chill. And then Friday, 5 degrees, feeling like -3 overnight.
He did it.
And I did it.
Are you
did
doing, it. Is this yeah, a you weather know,
when
update?
We were, I want to get you, I want to give you a little insight into the show. When we were putting the show together, TJ was doing the afternoon show here at Virgin Radio. And this is a few years ago. And and TJ would have to do traffic and weather.
Yeah.
And our boss, Karen, was like, there's no way in hell that you're doing traffic and weather on a morning show.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys have figured this out yet. I'm not very good at it. Yeah. So, and you know what people don't want to hear in the morning when they're stuck in the Burlington Skyway is hear someone with a voice that sounds like this be like,
there's traffic, probably. I'm not sure. Man, I'm so quirky. My name's TJ.
All right.
So Jax was going to do trending. TJ was going to do traffic. And Karen was like, nope.
No, let's
switch that up. Woo! Virgin Radio.
99.9 Virgin Radio's 10K Friday.
You can add four zeros to your bank account.
Ooh.
And a one. $10,000 on Friday. That's 48 hours from right now. We'll be doing that draw, which is sick. All you need to do right now is text this keyword I'm about to give you to 999 along with your name. So keyword first, then your name. Keyword's Moose. M-O-O-S-E. Moose.
It was my nickname in high school.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Why was it Moose?
Because I'm tall and thick.
Boy. Jax isn't paying attention, otherwise she'd have something
we're
to say about
really
that.
We're just getting really nice emails of, or texts about you, TJ. Sorry.
Are they saying what a moose he is?
Yeah, they're like, ah, oh, we love Moose.
No, so, I support you, TJ. I love you, TJ.
Moose! And then your name to 999. All in one text. Moose comes first. Your names come second. That's it. You got 10 minutes. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you freaking saying it?
99.9 Virgin Radio's 10K Friday.
10 a.m. is your next opportunity to get in on this. Robin will have another keyword for you. And you text it back to us like Cindy did. Good morning, Cindy. What's up?
Hey, I'm sitting in traffic. I just went over the Burlington Bridge.
Oh, okay. Wow.
At least you made it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
Thank you for the traffic update.
And you have $100 in your pocket,
yes,
and potentially 10,000 in 48 hours.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Yes. Please.
All right.
Then you can buy your own Skyway.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Hang on.
We love you, Cindy.
This is Virgin
with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
According to a text message we just got from the 905, stealing your kids' candy is not stealing. It's a parent tax.
Ah.
Now, we want to know if you did this. Your parents did this to you?
You know, my parents once actually, when I went out to trick-or-treating when I was like 12, they took my candy and gave it to other kids.
What?
Why?
They ran out of candy and gave my candy to other kids.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving?
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, my
that
God.
That was mean. And I was still not impressed.
Do you still talk to these people? Like, do they get Christmas cards from you? Or?
Oh, I still talk to them.
Not the kids, yeah.
They're lucky. They're lucky. Yeah. I was never going to forgive them.
Now, I can't tell if she's it's her parents or or what. But now, Jax, TJ, this happened in your household.
Oh, yeah. My parents used to classify it as inspecting the candy. Mm. You would go
That's
out.
That's so terrible.
You would put in your work. You would empty the pillowcase on the mm-hmm. floor. My mom would be like, now let me inspect it. And they would always come up with some, like, weird story that they saw in the news that year. My mom would be like, well, I heard that someone's been putting acid in Smarties, so
yes.
we better go through. I'm like, what?
No, that was a thing. Like, yeah. there was, like, I remember the morning announcements at Centennial Road Pubs
totally.
Would be like, check your chocolate for razor blades.
Yeah.
Or like, excuse me?
Jujubes, yeah.
Somebody put parts of a mouse in a Henry bar.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
See, my mother was tricky because she exhibited no self-control on multiple levels. With they would get, like, you know, the boxes of
the 50
various,
packs.
Yeah, yeah, 50 yeah. packs. So she'd get that the week before Halloween, and they'd be gone a few days before Halloween because she'd eat them every night. And then when I would come back with my gathering, when I hunted and gathered on trick-or-treating night, she would eat those too. And I'd find little coffee crisps, like wrappers, and like little arrows by her bed. My father was like, Colette, what are you doing here? So she was just, but it was just blind theft.
Did your parents have, because mine, I didn't really like Halloween, so I kind of stopped early. I've never really liked, I'll be honest with you, I've never liked Halloween. That's just a hot take, I know.
Yeah.
No, just not a fan. I didn't like getting dressed up and having my face painted. Wasn't into it. But when I had to do it, and when I did do it, I never really noticed my parents taking anything. And I wonder if that's just because I wasn't a very observant child. And I just wondered, like, because did your parents have, like, a favorite? So you mentioned, like, Coffee Crisp.
Mom loved Coffee Crisp.
I had a friend that if he did not put his Kit Kats away, they'd be gone in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Parents, brothers, sisters, gone.
My dad loved an O. Henry bar.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So we couldn't have the O. Henry's. And then one year, I remember we were out. And somebody dropped the full-size O. Henry bar, which, by the way, if you're the house that does the full-size candy bars, like, you're the greatest.
Yo, but if you really know your stuff, you got to know the neighborhoods that drop the full-size candy bars.
No, we do. No. The neighborhoods, it's not the rich ones. They give you tiny, they don't even give you candy sometimes. It's the ones you don't expect,
I don't
seriously.
Know where you grew up, but that's definitely the rich neighborhoods here.
No, it's not. You
yes,
think so. You think so. Like the big, okay, let's hold on.
Rosedale. Rosedale, Forest Hill, Cedarvale.
How do you think
all
they live
places.
In these houses? They don't blow money on chocolate. Come on.
No, they own the chocolate companies.
No, you fool.
So someone dropped a full-size O. Henry bar in my sack.
Oh, nice.
And my dad was the one taking me out, which I thought was weird because I was 22, but he still took me out. on anyway. And
that's a joke.
I remember they dropped it into my pillowcase, and I had to like sneakily, while we were walking, go back in and grab it, and I like hid it in my costume so he wouldn't find it.
So then it melted in your
in my hip.
Hey, hit us up with yours. Did your parents, quote-unquote, inspect your candy? Or are you one of the parents that does this now? And what's your strategy? 416-872-9999.
Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, you steal your kids' Halloween candy. Call it what you want, but you do.
Theft.
Let's talk about how you do it. TJ, text messages?
From the 905, I never took my daughter's candy, but truth be told, some went missing, and we assumed it was the dog. Years later, candy went missing again, and I said it must have been whiskey. I assume that's the dog's name. My daughter replied, Mom, whiskey is in heaven. Poor dog got blamed for years, and she never figured it out.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Another one from the 905. I brought them into this world. Their Reese's cups are mine.
I mean, that is a fair argument.
No, we got a phone call here. Go ahead. What's your story? How do you do this?
Not about inspecting the candy, because, well, right now my husband and I just eat it before we can give it out. I mean, we'll buy more.
Yes. Fair.
But the funny one is, I grew up on a street, so you're talking about people giving out the full taco bar.
Yeah.
So I grew up on a street, and at the end of the street, there was a dentist. And he would give out a full can of Coke, but he'd also give out a toothbrush and a toothpaste. So
that's cute.
Like, yeah, he's getting customers. So he was like, okay, if you drink this Coke, your teeth are going to, you know, acid and whatnot, and then I'll have more customers. So we used to always laugh because we would go there and get the
marketing
Coke.
Man.
You should have get the toothpaste and toothbrush.
You should have given out a business card too. Like,
right?
They
knew.
They all knew. We didn't need a business card.
Yeah,
they knew.
I guess he was the dentist at the end of the street.
The community knew.
He was wearing a gold watch after a few years. Yeah. And it's all because of you
guys. Halloween is hunting season. Hey, thanks for the call.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
To all the children listening, you are living with thieves.
Mm-hmm.
The thieves are your parents. They're stealing your Halloween candy, and they're going to do it again to you this weekend.
Over and over.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know that secret.
Nothing you can do about it.
I didn't find out about this until I was in my 20s, and I think you should know now. You're 7 or 8 years old. Now you know.
I feel like that's a little late to figure that out.
Well,
that's actually a really good
Maybe
point.
Maybe I had faith in my parents who betrayed it.
And I was 31, and I didn't know.
So anyway, what are the texts saying about parents admitting to this?
From the 416, my mom would inspect our candy and take the yearly fee for the monster in the basement. It was a tragic childhood.
That's brilliant.
That's levels of deception.
Yeah,
because
that's
now
terrifying.
Your kids won't even go in the basement because there's a monster down there.
It's mommy and daddy's room.
It is. Why is there a swing? TJ. From the 416, my strategy is to tell kids that Coffee Crisp will give them cavities. If I move on, we can't acknowledge it.
Text on the 416. Keep going, TJ.
I read it already.
Yeah.
We got a phone call. Good morning, it's Virgin Radio.
Okay, so my thing is that I'm the parent.
Okay.
And all I want to say is that you really need to use prime time. So, like, there's a certain age bracket when your kids are little that you just get to do this. like, you need to exploit that, okay?
Okay.
So, let's talk around.
So what are the ages that you can exploit your children?
So, okay, so my daughter is 7 turning 8 this year, and she was listening to you this morning, and she is like, all over it now. Like, you know that when she gets
home... Oh, did we blow your secret? Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so she's going to be taking tally. So now I can't steal hers. But I have a 4-year-old, so you guys haven't totally ruined it for me.
Oh, okay.
Wait, are you calling to help us or blame us?
I love you guys. I'd never blame you for anything.
Oh, that's very nice.
We're coming back.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A Toronto movie theater is holding a seance. Ooh, to find out if it's haunted
spooky.
Or not. The owners of Toronto's old Fox Theater think there's a ghost haunting the cinema, and they're trying to figure out who and why. The theater is 106 years old. It's in the Beaches. And they announced they intend on hiring a professional medium to hold the seance to explain a series of strange events that have taken place inside the theater walls. These things include dancing lights and the feeling of being accompanied by something supernatural, to name just a couple of them. Staff and visitors say that the curtain-covered emergency exit to the left of the main screen is where most of the paranormal activity seems to occur. Which brings up the next sequel in the Paranormal Activity franchise. Paranormal Activity 9. It's haunted in this movie theater. They're going to fix it in post.
Yeah, okay.
But it's still going to work.
What's up? What else is up?
It's the last trending of the day, man. That's what's up.
Oh, God.
Tinder just launched a cool new joke. Face-to-face video call feature. Oh, sweet. What a cool idea. The feature's going to have some key differences, which are going to stand out from your typical Zoom calls. So basically how it works is once you match with somebody, a little thing is going to pop up and say, would you like to video call this person eventually? Or like at least consent to having a video call with them.
Yeah.
And you can only video chat with someone if you both have said yes to each other. Okay. So it's not like you're going to get random requests all the time.
Love it.
But it's interesting because doesn't make matching like a two-part process now? Because it's like you match with a person and then you have to decide whether or not you would call them? Because I'm assuming you would match with some people that you wouldn't want to like video call?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not a video call person in the best of times, especially with someone I don't know.
Let's go. Give me a video call. Let's talk.
What is
video.
It? What do you like about it?
I think it's funny, and I think it's a quicker way to connect, and like it's a better way to decide if they're worth your time or not.
You like chatting with people, though, too.
I love a good phone call. I don't love texting. I prefer phone calls and video calls, yeah.
Okay.
Even meetings.
I just like that nice separation. Like, you can only talk to me when you pick up phone calls or text.
So you're definitely not going to pick up my video call.
I like
call.
That nice separation from life.
Adam's funny because he won't answer your text, but then you'll wake up in the middle of the night. He'll send you 3 TikToks. And you're like, okay, good. He's still alive. He's still with us.
I'm not going to give you any answers, but here's a meme from 2014.
He's like, check it out. The cat saying, I can have cheeseburger. It's hilarious. Someone in Toronto is renting out their rooftop on Airbnb for people to eat on. It's a private rooftop at Lawrence in Caledonia. And it's being called a green rooftop patio complete with heaters. And it's a rentable event space fit for weddings, corporate events, personal birthdays, Halloween parties, and family barbecues with provincial gathering limits, of course. Here's the thing. It's $600 a night.
But if you get a bunch of people up there and then charge everybody cover, like, it's not that bad.
25 people, right?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
What's the math on that, TJ? Since you're the leader of trending?
I'll tell you exactly what it is once I continue to stall for time, because that's what I need to do. It is $24 a person.
That's not bad.
$24 a person?
Okay, if you had to play $24 for cover on New Year's Eve, that would be ludicrous.
Yeah,
that would, well, like, you mean in a good way.
Yeah.
Cover for New Year's Eve is like $50 to $100, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't, you know what, honestly, I don't mind it. And plus, it guarantees that, like, most people at the party are your friends.
True.
So that's kind of cool.
Well, then you got to invite one wild card, so then there's a little bit of drama. Ooh. Who wants to go to a rooftop patio where nothing happens?
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
That's
TJ's
really true.
Party advice, everybody. Now, listen.
We have one wild card.
10K Fridays. That is less than 48 hours away. Less than 48 hours away. Robin's got your next keyword. That will be at 10 a.m. Have a fantastic Wednesday. 11 degrees and sunny this afternoon?
Ha-ha.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send TJ and Jack some memes in the meantime.